Tom C. McMillan, Jr. I'm dictating the consultation report on Colleen, C-O-L-E-E-N, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. Our address is 694 Nevada Street, Nevada City, California, 95959. Our phone is 808-989-2146. ID is XXX8400. Driver's license A3086156. Email is Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, E-R-S-O-N at yahoo.com. Insurance is Blue Shield PERS Gold, California. Pharmacy is CVS. Grass Valley, California. This is addressed to Dr. Joan Harter, H-A-R-T-E-R, M-D, Feather River Adventist Clinic, Paradise, California. The clinical indication is some difficulties with memory and
yeah, you can.
Well, they weren't frozen when I got them.
That's
good. I put some salt on them.
Symptoms of possible long COVID disease. Dear Dr. Harter and professional colleagues, Colleen, Colleen Hayes was seen for neurological evaluation, referred by her husband, Michael Hayes, who is a clinical patient in my practice. New paragraph. Colleen came in today saying that she felt that she was having some post-COVID symptoms, including difficulties with her memory. New paragraph. She has a past medical history significant for bipolar disorder type 2. Subparagraph. Other medical problems in the past included bronchitis, appendicitis in 1991. There's no history of adverse reactions to medications or allergies. New paragraph. She has episodic symptoms of dizziness, forgetfulness, difficulty with sleep and reduced sleep, nervousness, and diaphoresis. Subparagraph. Some of her symptoms suggest postmenopausal reactions. New paragraph. That was under general. EENT, transient episodes of dizziness and headaches, endocrine, hormonal therapy, cardiovascular, history of low blood pressure, gastrointestinal, constipation, painful bowel movements, rectal bleeding. Genitourinary, nocturia, hematologic history of anemia, subparagraph, no difficulty healing after cuts, excessive bleeding or abnormal bruising. Locomotor musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported, mental health, trouble sleeping, stress-related symptoms. She has seen a counselor. New paragraph, neck, stiffness. Neuropsychiatric, she has been referred to and has achieved psychiatric care. Subparagraphs, no history of convulsions, fainting, or paralysis. Personal safety. She's interested in information to prepare a living will. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Sexual function, she is sexually active, experiencing a satisfactory sexual life. She experiences no discomfort with intercourse. She denies exposure to transmissible disease. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological, She had a history of endometriosis. She's now treated with hormonal therapy. She experienced bleeding between periods, extreme menstrual pain, hot flashes, painful intercourse, vaginal discharge. Her height is 5 feet 8 inches, weight 220 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 12. Last menstrual period, March 2021. Last rectal examination, August 2021. Mammography completed. No history of DNC, hysterectomy, or cesarean section. Not currently pregnant or breastfeeding. Number of pregnancies, NA. No other female gynecological symptoms reported. New paragraph, education. High school completed 1988. College, 1988. Postgraduate education, 2009. Social history and health status. She is married. She never takes alcoholic beverages. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns, stress. She's lost 6 months from work in the last 5 years due to uncertain illness. She works as a licensed marriage and family therapist. She is a clinical supervisor in Nevada County. Serious illnesses and injuries. There's no history of fracture, concussion, loss of consciousness, or other serious illness. Operations and hospitalizations. She's never had a blood transfusion. She underwent appendectomy in 1990. Salpingo SalpingOedomy in 2015, both without complication. No history of prolonged hospitalization, medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General. She reports dizziness, fatigue, irritable insomnia, lack of concentration, disequilibrium. Head. She denies a history of neuralgia, but there's a history of intermittent headache at the temples and base of skull. Uncertain etiology, occurring for short periods of time. No history of fainting spells, blackouts, or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. No symptoms reported. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back. No symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists. No symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. Current medications, lamotrigine 100 milligrams, progesterone 100 milligram caps, trazodone hydrochloride 50 milligrams HS, lamotrigine, progesterone, estradiol 0.025 milligrams per 24 hours, patches, DOTTI, D-O-T-T-I, 0.025 milligrams per 24 hours, patches. Additional medical records, none available for review today. New paragraph. Neurological examination. She is pleasant, alert, intelligence without bizarre ideation. She gives a history of being seriously ill post-COVID infection several months ago. New paragraph, the remainder of the neurological examination today appears to be within normal limits. Subparagraph, there are no unusual movements, no unusual gestures, no ataxia, no other reported symptoms. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. First paragraph. Colleen Hayes presents with a history of serious COVID illness producing incapacity to work for several months. New paragraph. She's improved to recovery over a period of time. New paragraph. She has a longstanding history of bipolar disorder for which she received psychiatric evaluation and treatment. New paragraph recommendations. Considering her history and presentation, we will obtain the following. Number one, contrast non-contrast MRI scan of the brain with neuroquantitative evaluation. Number two, diagnostic electroencephalography, static and dynamic ambulatory studies to exclude COVID-acquired epilepsy. Number three, laboratory testing for cognitive decline, including dementia profiles and risk factor analysis. New paragraph, we will attempt to obtain records from her primary care physician to complement her evaluation here. New paragraph. I anticipate that we will exclude any findings that would be consistent with Alzheimer's disorder. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns